In continuing our teaching, discerning the signs of the times, we came from Matthew chapter 16. When the scribes and the Pharisees came to Jesus asking to show them a sign, Jesus said, listen, when you look at the sky and it's red, you have learned how to distinguish the different weather patterns. He said, it's amazing how you are so educated on that. He said, but you can't see the signs of the times that's all around you. And bringing it home today, people are so, and the Bible even say, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In Matthew 24, Jesus was telling his disciples, because they were showing him big old buildings, and Jesus says, see not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? He began to tell them, take heed that don't nobody deceive you. Many coming in my name saying I'm Christ and going to deceive many. You're going to hear of wars, threats of wars. Don't be troubled. All this going to happen, but the end still not yet. Nation going to rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. They're going to be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in different places. These are the beginning of sorrows. No. A beginning, a starting point. They're going to deliver you up to be afflicted. Many are going to be offended because iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. He said, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. In verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. He didn't say it might or happily. No, it shall be preached, because people today need to know that Jesus is their answer. You're listening to me, my friend. Discerning the signs of the times. What's happening on planet Earth right now? Jesus said many things will take place in our day that we have nothing to do with. You can't change or alter nothing that's happening. Listen, since we cannot change the times, we can change for the times. It's like making adjustments because of what's happening on this earth. But the greatest sign is that the gospel is being preached in all the world for a witness. Doors are opening right now in different parts of the world, different countries. You're talking about multiplied billions of people. And often tell people this, as much gospel as you hear, imagine there are people on this earth that haven't heard the gospel one time. I want that to soak in. As many times have you listened to the gospel on radio, television, on your phone or whatever, think of people right now that's in different parts of the world that never heard about Jesus for the first time. There's a story I remember reading. This gentleman was in India, and I think he was like 80 years old. And this story really grabbed me because he was 80 years old, and he never heard about Jesus. Missionary came and began to minister. He was so excited after hearing about what Jesus done for him, how Jesus paid his sin debt, how Jesus loves him, how Jesus wants to change him. The man automatically surrendered, gave his life to Jesus. Days after he got saved, he swapped time for eternity. What do you mean? He lived on this earth for 80 years. And in 80 years of his life, he never knew that Jesus loved him. He never knew that Jesus paid his sin debt. He never knew that he can come to someone that will love him in spite of him. And he was so excited after hearing about Jesus loving him, he gave his life to Jesus. And it wasn't long after that, After he got saved, he left planet Earth. That's good news. The good news is that he went into eternity, into heaven. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. You're listening to me, my friend. That gentleman that was 80 years old, who heard Jesus for the first time, and after he heard about Jesus, he gave his life to Jesus. It wasn't long after that. He didn't know he was going to leave this world. But the good news is, when he left planet Earth, he went right into the arms of Jesus. Where will you go, my friend, if you was to die right now? Will you go into the arms of Jesus? Or will you go to the gates of hell? That's a choice. See, that man made a choice while he was alive. He made a decision while he heard and understood that Jesus is his answer. Listen, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. My friend, Jesus loves you. Jesus is concerned about your eternal resting place. Have you ever thought about eternity, my friend? I've talked to many people, and when I mention that, they're like, what is eternity? Indications to me, you never heard about it, so that means you don't know where you're going to spend your eternity. Eternity, my friend, is not in time. It's a thing of never ending. And there are two places the Bible talks about. One place called heaven, one place called hell. And both places are eternal. Now, where you go is determining your choice you make while you're alive. Choose you this day who you will serve. You give your life to Jesus Christ, you will spend eternity in heaven when you die. If you reject Jesus Christ and you die, you will go straight to hell. But it's not God's will that you perish, but that you come to repentance. Going to church will not save you. Only Jesus will. Being baptized in water will not save you. Only Jesus will. Shaking the preacher's hand have not saved you. Only Jesus can save you. Writing your name on the church's roll has not saved you. Only Jesus can save you. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Real simple, my friend. Salvation is found only in Jesus. Not in no human. Nobody paid your sin debt but Jesus Christ. Nobody hung on a cross for you but Jesus Christ. Nobody was buried for 3 days and 3 nights and rose from the dead but Jesus Christ. And guess what? Jesus is alive right now, waiting for you to respond to his invitation. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Don't you want rest, my friend? Don't you want to know, if you died right now, that heaven will be your eternal resting place? If you are concerned about your soul, stop whatever you're doing right now. I want you to bow your head at this moment. According to Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Bow your head, my friend. Say from your heart, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died, you was buried, and you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. sign with your blood. Lord Jesus, fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit. Seal me until the day of redemption. Lord Jesus, help me to live for you one day at a time. Use me to reach those I know that still don't know you. And Lord Jesus, thank you for a new beginning you have given to me. Thank you so much that heaven will be my eternal resting place when I leave planet Earth. Lord Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for it now in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you so much. I thank you for your word. I thank you for those who responded to your word. I thank you for this simple teaching, discerning the signs of the time. And those who have heard your word now can see what's happening in this world. I thank you for them surrendering their life to you. I pray that you stir the hearts of the saints, stir their minds and their spirits, because the gospel must be preached. It shall be preached in all the world. Lord, thank you for stirring the hearts of the body of Christ, setting us on fire again, setting us on hallowed fire to get the gospel out. And Father, in Jesus' name, I give you glory. I give you praise and I give you honor for all that you have done in Jesus' name, discerning the signs of the times.